This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries with today's message titled, Two Become One Flesh. In the message, Stay Off the Roof, we saw how seemingly innocent beginnings can have disastrous results when we entertain even the slightest area of temptation. This becomes even more critical in marriage when the result of temptation can cause great pain to the one given to us as a gift from God. By the middle of the sixth day, God had created the sun, moon, and stars, the land, sky, and water, the fish, birds, plants, and animals. And when he looked at his creation, God saw that it was good. Genesis 1 verse 25. But God's creation was not yet complete. Then God said, Let us make man in our image. Genesis 1 verse 26. And out of the dust of the ground, God breathed life into man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. Genesis 2 verse 15. As God watched man go about his work, he saw that something was not right. Some have suggested that man looked a little sad. Others have joked that man was making a big mess and kept wandering around lost and confused. Whatever the cause, God looked at his latest creation and said, Genesis 2 verse 18, It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him. Adam needed more than someone to help him with his chores. He needed someone to make him complete. So God formed woman, not from the ground, but from a rib taken from Adam's side. This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. Genesis 2 verse 23. If God gives us someone as a special gift to make us whole, they ought to be cherished and protected for a lifetime. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh. Genesis 2 verse 24. Like pieces of a puzzle that fit neatly together, a God-ordained marriage joins and completes by making two become one. It's sad how quickly we forget these basic truths. We continue to place our individual desires ahead of the union created by God. We toy with temptations without regard to the potential devastation. The result is often a civil war with years of spiritual bloodshed and an eventual ripping apart of what God has joined. We must stop this downward spiral before it even begins. To the many singles, I pray that God would give you encouragement and strength. I pray He would be the true helper I know you desperately need. To those who are married or planning to marry, I pray we would now and forevermore see our spouse as a true gift from God, given to make us whole. I pray we would forever thank Him for joining us together and commit to the protection of the union. I pray we would always remember that when God provides our most suitable helper and completer, the two become one flesh. This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries. Let's have a Christ-centered day.